you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Start your Saturday with something that will grow your kiddos' brains and get their creative juices flowing. Join us at LAS in Pasadena for a morning of multilingual readings, interactive performances, and lots of kid fun. It's Super Fun Saturday on June 1st. Get your tickets at las.com/events.
It's Friday, September 24th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. LA County Public Health says it is now giving out Pfizer vaccine booster shots according to the guidelines approved late last night by CDC Director Rochelle Walensky. If you're 65 or older, if you live in a nursing home, if you have a job that puts you at a high risk for infection, you are eligible for a Pfizer booster, assuming you've already got the two-shot Pfizer vaccine. So where can you get it? Well, your local pharmacy should have booster shots available, or you can sign up through the state's My Turn website, myturn.ca.gov. Now to some questions about that booster shot. We asked Dr. Annabelle de St. Maurice at the UCLA Mattel Children's Hospital if the Pfizer booster shot, essentially a third shot, is the same dosage as the first two.
The third dose that's recommended currently, as of yesterday, for Pfizer recipients is the same exact dose as the first and second dose. The only time that the actual dose changes is in the clinical trials for children younger than 12.
So the dose is the same, but how about this? What if I meet all the criteria for a Pfizer booster shot, 65 or older, live in a nursing home, have a job that puts me at a high risk of infection, but I got the Moderna vaccine and not Pfizer. Can I just get a Moderna booster? Well, for that, we turn to Dr. Sam Torbati. He co-chairs emergency medicine at LA Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. He says we don't have the Moderna booster data yet, but
whether people, you know, want to sit and wait until the guidance comes out and we have some more data to look at, I think it's up to them. From a scientific standpoint, it's probably okay. We just can't tell you for sure quite yet. We need a little bit more time to look at the data.
Dr. Sam Torbati at Cedars-Sinai, along with Dr. Annabelle de St. Maurice at the UCLA Mattel Children's Hospital. They are two of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk. We told you yesterday about the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that knocked back but did not knock out an L.A. federal judge's order that L.A. County and the city of L.A. offer shelter to everyone on Skid Row by mid-October. The three-judge panel said U.S. District Court Judge David Carter overstepped his authority in part by ordering shelter on racial justice grounds, unhoused people in L.A. are disproportionately Black. But that was not one of the arguments made by the business interests and homeless advocates who sued the city and county. Now, it doesn't mean they can't make the argument now that the appeals court has sent the case back to Judge Carter. Here's KPCC's Ethan Ward.
They didn't move on the race issue initially, and that wasn't one of their original causes of action, but that is one of the amendments that they're going to be making. I also spoke to Shayla Myers, who is a senior attorney for the Legal Aid Foundation of Los Angeles, who was one of the interveners in the case on behalf of the Los Angeles Community Action Network. She's saying that the case was originally based on them just trying to clear encampments, but now they're trying to argue it's about racial justice.
KPCC's Ethan Ward, he says the attorney suing the city and county expect to file an amended complaint in a couple of weeks. SoFi Stadium brought the Rams and Chargers to Inglewood, but is it pushing away some who've lived in the city for years and years? KPCC's Larry Mantle asked listeners about that today on Air Talk, and Kim called in from Inglewood. She says, yes, the stadium is forcing out some from her city. She's with the housing activist group Here to Stay.
Well, all the members of Here to Stay live and work in Inglewood. Most are tenants, also some homeowners. And we're just seeing massive displacement of primarily the low-income and working-class community of Inglewood that's been there for decades. That includes homeowners who are being preyed upon by bad mortgage companies, as well as people that are being displaced due to increasing rents.
Kim says the wave of development in Inglewood has mainly benefited the wealthy. Mayor James Butts disagrees. He says SoFi Stadium has been good for local businesses in Inglewood, but what about living in Inglewood? Is rent there outpacing rent elsewhere?
No. The city of Inglewood has more affordable housing units per capita and in whole numbers than anywhere in the South Bay. Now let's talk about the people being preyed upon by lenders. I've never heard of anything so ridiculous. The reality is if you own a house in Inglewood and have owned it for at least 5 years, your property value has increased in the area of 200 to 300%.
Inglewood Mayor James Butts. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.